Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the most anticipated trials in recent memory kicked off today in Sanford, Florida, with a knock-knock joke. The defense attorney for George Zimmerman underscoring the difficult process of finding jurors in the case because they couldn't find someone who didn't know about the case.
Knock-knock. Who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman, who? All right, good. You're on the jury.
Defense attorney Don West, his client, Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman, is charged with second-degree murder in the shooting of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black 17-year-old walking in a gated community in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman is pleading not guilty. Amy Green is with WMFE in Orlando. She's at the courthouse. And Amy, what was the mood in the court today?
It was a packed courtroom today. The mood was pretty anticipatory, as you might expect. It was pretty unemotional. Zimmerman listened to the opening statements without showing emotion, as did Trayvon Martin's parents, who both were in the courtroom.
Yeah, we'll get to those statements, but to remind ourselves, the case centers on Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which says you can use deadly force in self-defense. Zimmerman is claiming he was. But over the weekend, Judge Deborah Nelson ruled that the audio experts that the prosecution wanted to testify about those screams that are heard in the background of a 911 call right before the shooting can't be used. So audio experts were ruled out, the prosecution saying that they would prove that the screams were from Trayvon Martin, the defense saying they would prove that the screams would belong to George Zimmerman. But the recording, we understand, was played today, even without the experts. Who was playing it and why? What were they claiming?
That's right. This recording will be at the center of this case. Remember, the eyewitnesses to this shooting, it was very dark that night. It was raining. We only have little snippets of what really occurred at the time of that shooting, and most of those snippets are in audio recordings from witnesses calling 911 at the time of the shooting. Now, one of those 911 calls, you can hear in the background someone crying for help, and there's no consensus on who that is crying for help. Mm-hmm. The judge did not throw the call itself out of the trial, only testimony from voice experts. So jurors will hear the call. In fact, they heard it this morning, and they likely will hear Trayvon Martin's parents testify that it was their son making those cries for help.
That they recognized his voice. Yeah. But who played it today? Who played it today, defense or prosecution?
It was the defense.
And what are they claiming?
They're claiming it was George Zimmerman crying for help.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we'll pay attention to that. But meanwhile, the opening statements. Prosecutor John Guy portrayed Trayvon Martin as an innocent teen walking home after buying candy, when he ran into George Zimmerman. Let's listen.
When he got into the neighborhood of the retreat at Twin Lakes, there was this defendant riding around in his car, not with candy, not with fruit juice, but with a Kel-Tec 9mm semi-automatic pistol in a ready-to-fire position, meaning there was one live round in the chamber.
Yeah. Defense attorney Don West argued that Trayvon Martin attacked George Zimmerman, again using that phone call, and that Zimmerman acted in self-defense. But attorney West also struck a conciliatory note.
This is a sad case. As one of your fellow jurors commented during the jury selection process, a young man lost his life. Another is fighting for his.
Amy Green, he also said, you know, there are no winners. What does he mean by that? Because certainly he wants his client to win.
Well, he's drawing on the words there of a potential juror that spoke during jury selection. And during jury selection, that potential juror made the statement, I think she was asked something like, you know, what is your impression of this case? And she said something like, one man is dead, another man's life is changed forever. There's no winner in this case. And I think she means there that George Zimmerman, whether he is acquitted or convicted in this trial, his life is changed forever.
Yep. So his attorney playing on that potential sympathy. You know what? We want to have you back again to take up a discussion of the jury. All female, one Hispanic, the rest white. No blacks, and some people are raising questions about that, so we will as well. But meanwhile, Amy Green of WMFE in Orlando, thanks for catching up on today's trial of George Zimmerman, just kicking off. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks.
Back in 30 seconds, here and now.